Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, let's talk for Wednesday, May 16th, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, as I do every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, today we have a very, very good subject, I think. You know, we're going to be talking about relationships and how do we make them last. Now, I think all of us can use a little advice when it comes to relationships. But before we go ahead and get started on that, let's go on and start off as we normally do with the NBA playoffs. So last night, the Indiana Pacers, they beat up on the Miami Heat. 78-75, to even a seven-game series at one game apiece. You know, and this looks like it's going to be a hard series unless the Heat play a little bit better. In the second game last night, you had the San Antonio Spurs, who looked like the number one seed in the West by dispatching the L.A. Clippers last night in their first game in their best-of-seven series, 108-92. You know, no more need to be said about that. You know, San Antonio just looked like the team to beat right now. Okay, now, once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. And our topic today is relationships. How do you make them last? How to make them last? Okay, you know, usually when you're in a relationship, you know, it is important to know what to expect when you're getting into a relationship. You know, the ups and the downs. You know, there's not going to be any perfect relationship, but all of them have ups and downs. You know, so my show today is see if we can help you a little bit to understand exactly where you are and what's happening. Okay, usually what you can do if you want to take your relationship, you know, and usually you can break it down into four different parts. Or in this case, I'll say four seasons. You know, you got spring, summer, fall, and winter. Now, before you start trying to analyze what season your relationship is in, you know, you must understand that if you are in a relationship, it's more than just one person. It has to be a total joint mission. Hey, that's a good word, mission. You know, both of you have to have the mindset that no matter what, this relationship is going to work. You know, it's one of those things where if it's just one person trying to make it work, it's not going to happen. It's going to be sluggish. You'll have problems. So, with that being said, we'll go ahead and move on. You know, and you got to ask yourself, are you communicating openly with your partner? You know, do you have the open mind when discussing things as a couple? You know, or do you just say whatever and roll on? You know? And, you know, there's another thing. Do we have unrealistic expectations of our partners when entering into a relationship? You know, do we expect too much from our partners? You know, when we enter into a relationship? You know, are we in a fantasy world thinking we got Prince Charming or the Princess. You know, so are we setting the goals a little bit too high from the start? Now, I understand, you know, everybody got standards, what have you. But are your standards realistic? You know, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Okay, so now what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get back to the seasons theory. You know, remember earlier I mentioned, you know, you can break it down into four sections. Well, in this case, we're going to go with the series. I mean, the seasons, I'm sorry. Okay, first we're going to start with the spring. We're going to start with the spring part of the relationship. Now, you know, the spring part is the beginning of the relationship, you know, where everything is brand new. You know, you're getting to know each other. You know, neither you can stay away from each other or keep your hands off each other. No, you want to be around that person 24/7. You know, some may consider this the honeymoon part of the relationship. Now, everybody know what I mean when I say the spring. You know, love is in the air. You know, everybody is goo-goo-eyed over each other. You know, and everything is going fine right now. You know, of course, you know, we must know that, you know, we got them little a mask on. You know, in every relationship, when every relationship starts, each individual does have a mask that we do wear. I mean, it's just natural. Some things we don't want that individual to know about beforehand. No, the spring is like a, I guess you could say it's sort of like a filling out session. You know, where you're filling each other out. You got right now you're more in a lust mode than a loving mode. Now you may misunderstand it as love, but you know, usually spring it's more lust than anything. You know, you're really just trying to get to know each other. You know, then we move into the next part of the relationship. Now let's understand something. You know, as I say, we're moving into these relationships. There's no certain time frame of when the relationships are beginning to move through these phases. You know, it's not like the real seasons, but it, you know, it has a certain time of the year where everything is moving back and forth. You know, the phases your relationship go through depends on the individuals that are involved. You know, so I want to make that clear. You know, so there's no specific time frame as far as when the relationship goes through these different phases. Unless the relationship doesn't go past the spring part of it, then, you know, you don't have to worry about the rest of it. Okay, now, you know, we're going to move into the summertime part of the relationship. You know, now, you done went through the spring, you love it, dubby, can't miss you, baby, I love you, oh, my, and all that good stuff. All right, now, even though the sparks may still be, you know, flying every now and then, you know, you begin to notice little things about each other, you know, whether it's good things or bad things. You know, you begin to notice, you know, little things that bother you or make you want that person more. They're just things you haven't noticed before. You know, remember the mask I spoke of earlier? You know, the mask, it's beginning to peel off a little bit now. You know, you're beginning to see more of the real person that you hope you're going to spend the rest of your life with or just be in a relationship with. So it's beginning to slowly break away. You know, and the real people that's going to be in the relationship are really coming out now. You know, so now this is The summertime is really where everything is beginning to kick a little bit now. You know, you're kind of used to each other. You know, in fact, you're so used to each other, you know, you're probably calling each other baby or honey or sweetheart. You know, you're used to each other. You know, now, once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can hit me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, you know, as we were speaking earlier, we spoke about the spring and the summertime part of the relationship. You know, those are the times when spring is when you're getting to know each other. And the summertime is you're getting into your routines now. You know, you're really beginning to see what you got as a mate or a partner. You know, so you're getting there. Now we're going to roll right on into the fall part of the relationship, which is the third part. You know, now everything in this part is beginning to slow down a little bit. You know, you're not Google-eyed and crazy all over now. No, you're beginning to, you know, you go to your job, they go to their job, you know. If we talk during the day, we talk. If not, you know, we talk when we get home. And to me, when the fall part of the third part of the relationship comes around, now this is when the real test of the relationship begins. Now, yeah, you may have your little disagreements, you know, in the other two parts, but I think this is the part where it really begins to tell. Really begins to tell, you know, whether this relationship is good or whether it's not going to last. You know, by this time in the relationship, basically all masks are off now. You know, you actually see the true person that you're going to be with, or you want to be with, or you don't want to be with. You know, the two of you are beginning to get in your daily routine. You know, whether it's go to work, you know, whether you're living together or you're living separately, you know, it's whether you're going to work, you're going to school, you know, whatever it is your routine is. But you're beginning to get into it now, both of you, you know, to where everything is just normal. It seems like everything is normal. But now, here's where the trouble may begin. Since you're thinking everything is normal, you know, you begin to slowly forget about the things that, you know, got you two together in the first place. You know, the things that brought, you know, that helped you get his attention and the things that helped you get her attention, you're slowly forgetting that now. You know, or, you know, you say, well, I got this relationship, so, you know, we good now. You know, and then you begin to find other interests. You know, no, this is not saying that you're going out there finding someone else. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, you become preoccupied. You know, you may start working a little later, you know, or, you know, go play softball, baseball, you know, whatever it is your routine is, but you begin to become more preoccupied with that, you know. But in the same process, you're forgetting about what got you in this relationship in the first place. You know, you forgot what happened during the spring time of this relationship. You know, you have to really be careful during this time of the relationship. You know, because it may actually happen to where, you know, neither one of you really noticed that that's what's going on. Now, you know, once you get through the fall, then you get into the last part of a relationship, which I call is the winter part. you know, the winter time, the last part, the fourth part in the relationship, you know, usually there may be kids involved now. So you're adding kids to the equation, you know, and, you know, kids, you know, kids, you know, are demanding in themselves. So now you have another distraction, which really kids aren't a distraction. But kids, you know, kids will add that a little bit more pressure on the on the relationship. You know, now, you know, during this time, you know, you begin to notice, you know, there's, you know, your mate, you know, their attention is not there. You know, the attention is not there. You know, it's beginning to lack a little bit more. You know, you're beginning to want a little bit, but it's not there. And this can be on both of your part, not just one. It could be both. You know, how can I put it? You know, the long passionate kisses you used to get in the beginning. You know, you no longer get those. You know, they're replaced with the little short pecks on the lips. You know, or you know, come home and have a conversation with each other. But just about whatever. You know, nothing in particular. Now, you don't even have those anymore. You barely talk to each other now. You know, all the only time you talk to each other is concerning something financial or an issue working about the kids. You know, so now you're in a rut. You know, you've gotten yourself in a rut now to where you've forgotten everything that you did to get in this relationship. You know, it's like all of a sudden it's being taken for granted. Now, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at DreamForLife62. Now we've gone through the four parts of the relationship, or let's say the four seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter. Now, the question at hand is: how do we get back to the spring and summer periods of the relationship? You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Or is there anything that can be done to rejuvenate the relationship? You know, sometimes we fail to think about it, or consider, you know, is that something we can do? Well, you know, sitting here, as I've been thinking about it, you know, here are a few ideas that just may help. You know, it may rekindle that fire that, you know, that was lost. And who said you actually lost it? Maybe it's just smoldering, and you just need that little kickstart, you know, to get it going again. Now, one of my main things to get a relationship back, you know, if two of you have problems, you know, if there's something wrong, you need to discuss that with each other. Okay? Now, when I say discuss that, I mean with each other. Discuss. No arguing, no yelling, no screaming. Go into it with an open mind. You know, if you go in with an open mind, you're more likely to come up with a solution together. You know, don't just leave it on one person to come up with this solution. Because it makes it hard then. And that one person in the relationship is beginning to feel like they have to do everything, all the load is on them. You know, and when I say, you know, talk to each other, I mean, you talk to your spouse talk to you. You know, keep your families out of the relationship. Now, I know you may want to talk to your mom, your pop, your grandma, your nana, whoever, about it. That's fine. Talk to them about it. But you still have to remember you are in a relationship with someone else. So even though they're giving you advice, you've got to remember that you are not married to them. Keep them out of your relationship. Now, there's nothing like a meddling family member. You know, the mess up a marriage. That's the quickest way to have it done. You know, your spouse is like, why am I even talking to you? You ain't gonna do what your family say anyway. And that's that needed stress right there. A problem that could have been prevented. You know, talk with your mate about the problem with an open mind. And you see, you know, a lot of things will get a little bit better. You know, remain open to your partner's opinions and stop thinking that you know everything because you don't. No, your partner may actually come up with an idea that you never thought about. But if you go into the conversation with a closed mind, then, you know, you're basically shutting them off at the road before they get to going down the road. Yes, that's a problem then. That's more problem. You know, keep each other in the loop. You know, not just when it comes to the bills, but, you know, like, in other words, make your mate your best friend. You know how you have that certain friend that you tell everything to? Well, make that friend your mate. You know, keep the lines of communication open. You know, you'll notice if you keep them in the loop and they know what's going on, you know, they're starting to get to come back a little bit. You know, you got to let them know that you want them in your life. You know, they want to know what's going on. You want them to know what's going on. You know, I know everybody got that little friend that, you know, you grew up with, you know, you went to school with or what have you. That's fine. I'm not saying don't have that type of friend, but your mate should be your friend also. You know, have let them know what's going on with you. Keep them in the loop. You know, just like you gossip with your friends, gossip with your mate. You'll be surprised. You know, it just takes a little effort. You know, and here's another important thing. You know, make time for just the two of you. You know, if you have kids, or even if both of you are working long hours, you know, set some time away alone so it's just you two. Get to know each other again, you know, get be around each other. Now, I mean, it doesn't have to be a big production. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, candlelight and all that. It doesn't have to be that. It's the little things. It's the little things. You know, it could just be curling up on the television with a bag of popcorn watching some movies. You know, or just going out for a walk in the park. Or just sitting at home talking. See, we're back to talking again, communication. You know, now we're not speaking of necessarily, it doesn't have to be sexual. No, it really doesn't. You know, two people spending time together that love each other, it's not sexual all the time. Sometimes you have to work that emotional part of the mind to get that fire back from the spring and the summer. But both of you got to be willing to go there. Now, just in case, you know, you are feeling a little frisky, you know, that's fine, too. But don't wait till the night of to think, you know, to say you making love to your mate. Because you're not. You know, when it comes to making love, you start earlier in the day or earlier in the week. Have them anticipate the moment happening. You know, feeling you touch them again. Them feeling you touch them and they touching you. You know, make it something special. Just like you used to in the spring and the summer part, the beginning part of the relationship. Remember, the same thing it took to get you or get them is going to take the same thing to keep them. You know, drop little notes off during the day. You know, for them to find. No, those are just the little things that can bring the fire back to a relationship. You know, communicate. No, we just can't be afraid to open up and allow mate to get to know intimate details about us. Now, you have to build that trust, you know, and you definitely have to constantly, listen to the word, constantly show and tell your mate how you feel about them. You know, if you don't let them know, how they going to know how you feel? You know, and leave all your past baggage alone. Leave it out of the relationship. Don't bring it into the relationship, either earlier or later. Leave it where it is, in the past. No, it makes a whole lot easier for a relationship to be successful. You know, then you won't have to worry about when enough is enough, because you're nowhere near that. You're nowhere near that. You know, the key thing is show and tell and communicate. If you can remember those words right there and put them in action, your relationship should always stay in the spring and summer phase, even if you really is in the winter phase. You know, now, of course, these are just some of my ideas, you know, that I think will help keep the fire going in your relationship. No, just remember, keeping the fire going is not only a physical thing, but a spiritual thing as well. You know, the two do go hand in hand. No, so you have to remember that. You know, they go hand in hand. No, now with that, I'm gonna say good luck, and I hope, you know, for those that were wondering, you know, I hope some of this, you know, information for you so you can take it back and start using it. You know, well, that's the show for today, people. You know, thank you for listening in today. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and you can join me tomorrow. You can join me tomorrow when we be discussing relationships and blended families. Okay, once again, thank you for listening, and you have a great day. And I'll see you here tomorrow on Let's Talk.